KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. We got Northern Nevada covered. 884-9910 is the line for everybody, and I do mean everybody. What do you want to talk about today? What are your thoughts on what's going on in all of Northern Nevada? Because what we see, you know, Reno and Washoe County is like California and Las Vegas, okay? What happens in Reno and Washoe County filters into all of the surrounding counties. What happens in California and Las Vegas filters up here into Washoe County. So what are you concerned about? Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's the email. And I go through them constantly. So please feel free. Or you can just send it to my boss, too, at Jerry or info, whatever you want to do, at evansbroadcast.com. Make sure you log on to 991fmtalk.com. Check out the podcasts as well. And sorry, I was so busy getting this stuff done yesterday that I was not able to put all of those email addresses on there, but I will get right on it and to it today. So we've already got the phones lighting up. Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines at 884-9910 for the Monica J. Show and check in with Jean this morning. Hi, Jean. What would you like to talk about?
I'm calling from Sunridge up here in North Douglas County. I want to talk about Assembly Bill 483, the coercion of Nevadans reporting their odometer readings to the DMV. But there is something more ominous brewing in the undercurrent of this. And it is the temporarily shelved AB 401, which would have required Nevadans start paying a 1 cent a mile tax on their driving commencing this October. And I just want to make a comment to my fellow Nevadans out there who are about to be have the California agenda rolled out for them under Mr. Sisolak and the Democratic-controlled legislature that came up here from Nevada. I mean, from Las Vegas. Per se, that the same disaster that we see unfolding in California is about to unfold for them. And I also wanted to say that I just hope Nevadans can wake up and smell the coffee on what's unfolding for them with this. There is the AB 483 is nothing more than an attempt to get Nevadans to be very compliant little mileage reporters to the Department of Money Vultures. That's a new acronym for the DMV. Department of Money Vultures, and really what they're after, and their crown jewel is a legislation that was temporarily shelved with AB 401, and I invite the viewers to look this up online, Nevada Legislature AB 401, which is would have started taxing them immediately for every mile. And unless Nevadans get to the polls next year and make some changes in the legislature, some of the disastrous things that are unfolding in California are going to be rolled out for them very quickly. When this legislature gets back in 2021. So I just want to make that remark to the viewers that they need to keep their antenna up. I have a whiteboard bumper sticker on the back of my truck. It's a whiteboard with additional magnets that I run around with, and it's nice because I can erase the message every day. I could say affordable fuel, Trump 2020, and issues like that. Today's message is envy Dems. Taxing your mileage. And I just get the impression that even the most, I don't dare say this, even the most bedwetting liberal is impacted by this when they roll up at a stop sign behind this bumper sticker of mine on a whiteboard that, yes, this can happen to you. And so apart from that, I have nothing else to report, nothing other comment to make, but I think that this is one of the most ominous things brewing for Nevadans as they unfold the deep state disaster of California all across Nevada, our governor and our new legislature. So I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to comment to the audience here in Nevada.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate the call. And, you know, this is not something that could happen here in Nevada. This is happening here in Nevada. And it goes the same with metering the rural areas, you know, their wells. They're tracking you at every single sense. And you know what? If you do not comply, they're going to withhold your car registration. Yes, if you do not comply with their rules of tracking your mileage, of, you know, paying for every mile you drive, and then you get into the argument of, well, what if you do have an electric vehicle? You know, what are they paying? How are they keeping up? This is so important. And as Gene put it, wake up and smell the coffee. If you don't drink coffee, then wake up and smell the beginnings of San Francisco and downtown Reno. Because this stuff is stirring. 884-9910. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Christy this morning. Hi, Christy. What would you like to talk about?
How are you? It's been a while.
It has been a while, but I've been keeping myself busy with all the hate mail and everything. So it's been interesting.
Yeah. So a couple things. To tag on to what the gentleman previous, Gene, was saying, we had been following a post from Al Kramer, assemblyman, from April 4th, where he talks about he's had some emails about his support of AB 401, a bill that would charge a mileage when a car is registered and eliminate the state gas bill. He goes, this bill is to begin the discussion. It won't pass. Too many real questions, blah, 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 blah. Well, he says it won't pass. There was a bunch of us that argued with it. And, I mean, he wrote this in April, and 5 weeks ago we said, hey, somebody posted and said, hey, looks like you got your wish. Because he was so sure it wouldn't pass, but he was saying that he wanted to open the discussion about it. So it's a little frustrating that he's supposed to be a Republican and not into all this, you know, all this garbage. And I what I basically said was that this is poor legislation and a poor way to open the discussion. And he said, well, we need to start talking about how to get a contribution for roads maintenance for hybrid and electric car owners. Just frustrating to me.
It really is frustrating, Christy, because this whole thing that, you know, you talk about garbage, and our Republicans are drinking the Kool-Aid of, well, if you help me on this, I'll help you on that. And it goes back again to when the Democrats get in there, they know how to come in and come together and get stuff done and passed. They don't care about working with Republicans. But when Republicans get elected and have the majority, they want everybody to be happy, and they want to show that they're bipartisan. No, I want these elected representatives to get in there and do what's right.
Exactly.
What is the real problem with roads today? The fact that Las Vegas tears theirs up. Mm-hmm. We allow ours to be torn up by, you know, again, every single issue works into this. Why are big fire trucks out on the road just to go to the grocery store, go to a restaurant? Those should be saved in the firehouse, and you should have runners, volunteers, going and getting you food. Be ready for that call, not tearing up the roads. Christy.
Very frustrating.
Help me here.
And he wouldn't respond to any of our comments later. He was so sure it wouldn't pass.
Well, of course not.
So sure it wouldn't
pass. Of course
not. And now it's crickets. So I'm a little frustrated with Mr. Kramer. That's
I'm frustrated
thing.
With all of them.
Oh, I am. I'm. For 2 weeks after I was out, I didn't have any exposure to any of this garbage that was going on. And now that I'm back, I'm like, okay, also, what's going on with the dang range? Dead silence. No more task force. I got an email while I was out that the scheduling is going to go to the city as of October 18th. And that's the only communication I've gotten. Nothing else.
You were stirring the pot. You know, when you stir the pot, you don't get city representatives or county representatives. Mm-hmm. You don't get them talking to you anymore.
Nope. They just had their last meeting of the task force, and I think even several task force members didn't realize that was the last meeting. So the range is still not open. It still doesn't show any signs of reopening. And to me, it sounds like the gossip that they're getting a range master but not opening the range back up till after January or February. To me, that sounds like what's going on. They're not hearing people complain anymore, so they're just going to let this whole issue just, you know, die a slow death. And we still have no use of that range.
They don't want to hear people. They just like everything, when you are elected, you just have that smile on your face and you nod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we're coming up on 1 year from when that range closed. And no information.
Well, now, Christy, it didn't close. They're still open a couple of hours a night. You know,
in November of last year, it closed Thanksgiving weekend, and that infuriated me because we had no notice. I had ordered probably about $5,000 worth of ammunition because it's a holiday weekend, and we always get the influx of Californians that want to come here and feel free and go shoot at the range. And I have signs on here. I had signs on here. Talking about the latest updates from the range. I'm not going to hide that from people and have them buy, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of ammunition and then be mad because they can't go shoot anywhere. So that killed us. And the fact that the range is closed is still killing us.
Yeah.
So,
nothing from the city. This is a part, and this is just the Carson Range. This is a part of a bigger problem. You know, since there was a fire on Peavine out here, they just shut down BLM shooting to everybody. Even though I saw people out there target shooting, we heard from the ranger out there that, you know, if you see somebody shooting, call the sheriff's department and they will be out there immediately with lights and sirens, because no one's supposed to be out there shooting. Yet they don't tell anybody, they don't post anything anywhere, and so people are just going to go out and shoot haphazardly and not know the laws, not know the rules. And I'm not talking about people who know the rules and know the laws, the 5,000 feet, the 1,000 feet. I'm talking about brand new gun owners who just went out and purchased and they don't know everything yet.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you don't know until you know it.
And, you know, what's funny is I don't see anything on their page that we even have a range.
Yeah.
Which is...
So what...
Why? Why
so
don't
what are,
we even
what are
have
people
it listed?
To do?
Yeah.
So what are people to do?
What's
you
their
do
intent?
What you do what Christy does, you do what Paul does, you do what people in Northern Nevada like Gene do. You start paying attention. You start calling up these elected representatives who aren't doing such a hot job of representing you and what you want, but groups and things that, you know, help them with their reelection. Because no politician out there, I believe, is working to protect you and what is yours. They are protecting their job. That's it. So,
exactly.
Christy, thank you so much for the call. I am
you
so
bet.
Glad you are. I hope you're not back on your feet.
Day. Oh,
you
yeah, I am.
Need
I'm
to be. You need to be relaxing and not getting into all this stuff again. Just give yourself some time to heal, girl.
More than anywhere. All right. Take
yeah,
care.
Actually, that's the way I feel. Thanks, Christy. You too. Be blessed. KKFT 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. What do you want to talk about today? You want to talk about your health care? You want to talk about how your doctor is prescribing stuff for you, but then the pharmacies and the insurance companies say, come along and say, no, we don't think you need that. You want to talk more about the roads, the water meters? Wow. It's getting bad out there, people. But every day, more and more people start to pay attention. And that's all we can ask for on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Have some interesting stuff coming on. join us just a little bit. We're going to have an interview with the guest speaker at the AMAC meeting tonight in Carson City. That's Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP. Going to have some interesting discussion there. Also, I know you're getting tired of the issue, but we're actually doing something, and the liberals are going crazy. Paul White, Quality of Life Reno, will be my guest at 11:30, talking about the issues that are going on and the death threats that he's getting and the, oh, just all the interesting responses, just the vile coming out of California and right here in Nevada with our very own Antifa organization about Saturday and their intentions for cleaning up the parks since, well, gosh, the city's not doing anything. So, or they're not, even if they say they are doing something, they're not doing enough. How about turning one of those properties that the city owns, rather than giving it away to your friends for development for a buck or two, turning it into temporary housing for people? Until you gut the old RGJ building to turn it into the new police station that is just, again, ridiculous, never should have happened in the first place, buying that property. Why don't we just set up some temporary housing in there? You know, it was cold this morning. It was cold last night. Couldn't even sit out in the backyard and enjoy it. It was, I would have had to bundle up. Imagine what these people on the streets are going through, because it is only going to get colder and colder and colder. And all city representatives and county representatives and the so-called awoke and the ones who are, making some interesting comments on This Is Reno, all they want to do is talk and be negative. And as I told the gentleman who was cursing at me on social media last night, I have no intentions of sitting around and waiting for us to have to draw up poop maps like San Francisco does, or no-go zones like so many places in this country have. That is not going to happen here in Northern Nevada. Not on my watch. Other people say they talk and they want to, you know, make a difference. No, that's all they do is talk. Talk, 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 talk. And as one local observer recognized, you know, this wasn't like this 6 months ago. Definitely wasn't like this last year, but it had started. Portland, San Francisco, LA, New York, Detroit. What do they all have in common? Run by Democrats. What does Nevada now have in common with that? Run by Democrats. City of Reno, state as a whole. Like Gene said, or alluded to, you know, we're just swallowing all this stuff, becoming California. We are not California. We are not going to be California. And we need to start pushing back. Legally, of course. But for the crazed liberals out there, you might want to read an ordinance or a code or a law and find out what is actually legal and illegal. Thank goodness. You know, there are people who are being told by others. Once again, it's just like the border. They're being told what to say, so action can't be taken. And we are finding out now that, Turnabout is fair play. Just like Sandoval was being accused of shipping all mentally ill to California, California is now buying bus tickets for the homeless to come to Nevada, specifically Reno. Why? Because people are turning a blind eye. People are letting it just go. Getting your domestic wells metered. Gas taxes increasing. Thought gas taxes were supposed to take care of the roads. Why do we need all these other taxes? Why do we need all these other fees? They cannot spend the money they have now properly. Why are you going to let them just take more? How many more private planes for Sisolak do we need? KKFT, it's 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica Jay Show, and the home of Fox News. Let's get an update of what's going on around the world right now on KKFT. We got Northern Nevada covered, that is for sure. 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And big meeting tonight, AMAC. I am so glad that we have an AMAC action committee here in Northern Nevada now, started by Lee Elliott. AMAC, if you don't know, is the Association of Mature American Citizens. It is the conservative version of AARP. They've got discounts and, most of all, great information for people of all ages, really. You know, you don't necessarily have to be over 60 to be a part of this, and you don't have to be a member to go and participate in the meetings. So let's go to the phone lines now, because we have a special guest with us. It is Whitney DeGesti. I hope I said that right.
You did.
Did I say that right, Whitney?
You did.
Okay. Right. I'm doing my practicing. Whitney is actually representing the Nevada Attorney General's Office, Bureau of Consumer Protection. And the big meeting tonight is going to be on senior scams and fraud awareness. And we have big issues with that in Northern Nevada, Whitney, don't we?
Absolutely, we do. My colleague's name is Michelle Newman. We are both deputy attorney generals in the Bureau of Consumer Protection, and we will be speaking tonight at 6 o'clock at the Senior Center. I can give the address at the end. But, yes, we will be talking about scams and how scammers generally, they often target senior citizens.
Whitney, how do they know that they're calling a senior? I mean, where is this information coming from?
We're actually not sure. We know that they call every number that they can get a hold of, but I'm sure that they have different sets of data to look at the age of the person that they are calling.
Yeah, boy, it's scary how much personal information is out there about people now.
It really is.
What happens, and is there any help for seniors if they do get scammed?
Well, that's a good question. Generally, what we try to do is educate and make senior citizens aware of the different scams, because the best bet regarding a scam is to prevent it from happening. After it happens, because you're dealing with criminals, you're dealing with oftentimes people who are out of the country, it is hard to get restitution or resolve the matter. So the best line of defense for seniors out there is to learn about the different scams, to know what the call is, to know what the letter is when they get it, and to know who to call to check and make sure that it's legitimate or not, and to just stop it at the gate before they become a victim.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things I try to tell people, especially around tax time, is the IRS will not call you. They will not send you an email. And if they do send something by mail, it's going to be certified. So what are some of the big scams going around the area right now?
Sure. Well, there's I'll tell you that scammers are always kind of trying to push the envelope, come up with new tips and tricks to, you know, as soon as you think that you know all of the scams, they come up with something new, so you weren't ready for the next thing. But we can talk about a couple of the pretty common ones that they seem to not let up on. That's scams like tech support scams or social security scams, IRS scams. There's a scam called a grandparent scam where they kind of pull on the heartstrings of a grandparent and say that something happened to the grandchild and to send money right away because it's an emergency. Those are some of the usual suspects.
And, of course, any time a tragedy happens.
What was that? Sorry.
Anytime a tragedy happens, everybody plays on the heartstrings, you know, whether it be hurricane relief, earthquake
right.
relief, a fire here locally. It's always like they're one step ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, they do. They play on the vulnerabilities of people. Let's say a person just went through a divorce, they might contact that person and try to get them involved in a romance scam. They have absolutely no mercy.
Yeah, especially, you know, we're so out there in some respects with social media and things like that. We put our lives online, and then we wonder how we get scammed.
I know, and it's hard not to live online anymore. So, like I said before, the best bet is to just educate yourself and to become aware of what might be the scam going on. So as soon as you get that call, you know exactly what to do.
Is it hard for seniors to understand that because there's a loneliness aspect in it as well, especially if it's a phone scam?
I'm sure. I'm sure that that's true for every population. I think that we want to be trusting. We want to believe that someone wouldn't do that to us.
Yeah,
want to believe if someone wants to help or if someone wants to contact us asking for money, then there's a legitimate reason. But scammers seem to have no mercy, seem to have no conscience, and all they want to do is trick you and take your money.
Well, and like you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, and a lot of times those people aren't even from this country. So it's just a scam is a scam is a scam.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So you and your associate, Michelle Newman, tonight at the Senior Center with the Deputy Attorney General's Office. Thank you so much. Where is the Senior Center located for people who want to attend the meeting tonight?
Yeah, that's is located at 911 Beverly Drive in Carson City, and we will start at 6 p.m.
And you do not have to be a member of AMAC to attend the meeting. But it's a good thing if you are, because you're also being protected that way. Whitney DiGesti? No.
Yeah, that was right. You did a good job.
Okay, I did it twice.
You did it.
Whitney, thank you so much for your participation in this program and coming out and using your own time to speak to the public tonight. We really appreciate it. And thanks for the
call in.
Learn how to protect yourself from scams. Go to meetings like this. Check in with AMAC again, like Whitney said, tonight, the Senior Center, 6 p.m. If you want to find out more, you can always email Lee at lelliottamacaction@yahoo.com. He will always answer your questions and be right there for you. This is a wonderful thing to get started. You know, there is or was no representation of AMAC here in Nevada. He started our first chapter, and fortunately, he started it up here in Northern Nevada, because if you've been following along over the years, watching AARP, that was really just such a great idea. You know, the association of RP, retired persons. People need help. They need ideas. They get discounts. But during elections, that's when you see issues come out. And that's when you see people's true colors and organizations' true colors. So, a little bit more left-leaning for AARP. So, if you are a true conservative and you believe in conservative values, AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens, and as I have it saved here, that's one of my websites, actually, that I have listed on my webpage for 991fmtalk.com. You can easily find it by just going to AMAC, get it, AMAC. That's actually not part of the, that's not part of it. I'm just pointing that out. AMAC.us. I love this. I just clicked on it. Top banner. Impeachment, a Democrat stunt. There you go. The next one, AMAC fights for you, for America's future. It's nice to be able to actually have organizations out there that work for you and with you and not against you, which we see so much here, and we're seeing it more and more in Nevada, whether it be with our legislature, whether it be with elected representatives. Who's watching out for you? Who's watching out for the issues that you're concerned about? Because what you're worried about isn't necessarily worrying me, even though I'm a big worrier, always have been, and I worry about everything. Do you have a stake in education? In the future, we're going to be speaking with a couple, actually, of retired educators and some retired nurses. They have a lot in common, more than you might suspect, on why people are getting out of these fields, why teachers are retiring at early ages and going on into other things because of a liberal, progressive, controlled education system that is not originating here in Washoe County. That's why one of the legislative bills you saw was to have the SHARE program, sex education, whatnot, and other programs taken over by the state of Nevada. Now, we talk about the fact that different states have different ideas of what a good education is for their students. Different counties have a different idea. Do you think it's really smart to have control taken away from county representatives, from parents, from the area that you live in, and just hand over your child's education to the state? We have a Department of Education that should have been disassembled when the president took over. Hopefully, when he's reelected in 2020, that will be another goal. Because there's another thing that, you know, another reason why the Democrats want President Trump out is because of that horrible, horrible thing against America that he's doing. You know, that whole promises made, promises kept thing, making them look bad. We'll be back right after this on KKFT 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. What do you want to talk about today at 884-9910? Boy, I tell you, that's exactly how I felt last night when I was going through social media. KKFT 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada at 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines. Tony. Tony, what would you like to talk about today?
Tony, but that's okay.
Tony, I'm sorry.
I want to talk about the senior scam. You know, you were talking, uh-huh. They mentioned the grandparent scam, and my son was here for the summer, and I live with my parents in their place to help them out and stuff, and so his address was here in Nevada with us, and since he's moved back east to go to college, all of a sudden, we've been getting all these ones, you know, grandma, grandma, you know, and all fuzzy, so you can hardly hear it, and stuff like that, and so what we've done is we've set up a password between us and my son. So if he's ever in a, you know, goes to jail, whatever the case may be, we have a password between us so we know it's real.
So that is a great idea.
You know, it's, you know, or, you know, any other situation, you know, he was in an accident or something like that. We would know that it was a real thing because we have the password. We would ask for the password. We'll verify the password. Of course, one of them, and nothing against African Americans, but we are not African American, and it was very obvious that the person on the phone was. And I said, you know, I can't believe that you changed that much. And I, you know, made a reference to that. And boy, did they hang up fast. But I mean, you know, and they always make it fuzzy, and they're like, grandma, grandma. I'm like, I don't have any grandkids. How can you be my grandson? You know, whatever the case may be. But I have had three this week. And we've been having at least one a week since he has moved back east. And I'm sure it was on his Facebook page
once
he moved back. And so
probably
got that, but I'm just
school's
saying.
Back and yeah. Wow. But
so
Tawny, that is
a
great.
Password.
Yeah, that is a great idea. Thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate that. Boy, I'm going to have to do that just with my family members now. That is an awesome idea. Let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910, and check in with Everett this morning. Hi, Everett. What would you like to talk about?
Well, good morning. Is it Mills Park where we had that meeting about a month ago? Is it Wells Park or Mills Park?
I think it was Mills Park, the one that you're referencing.
Yeah, I gave you a poem book that day. That's me. I'm calling in regards to Car Shield. I am very reluctant to get hooked on anything. And they have this gentleman of color, and he sounds so convincing. And then they have the two old folks hanging a bunch of kayaks on their car, and that sounds so convincing. So I sent them my $145 a month for nearly 2 years. Didn't use their service whatsoever. And they swear they'll get you a tow truck, and you'll get a rental car, and they just go on and on and on. Well, I needed them at 11:30 at night. My car broke down between Minden and Carson. And at 11:30, she couldn't find a tow truck. I slept in my car, and I'm 81 years old, until 7:30 the next morning. At 7:30, she found me a tow truck, and they claim there's no expense for the towing. So she told me after I'd given them $145 a month for 2 years that they would be happy to pay their share of the towing, and I would owe them $62 more to go 6 miles to Walmart. And so after sleeping in my car and not being offered any help whatsoever, I had canceled and demanded a refund. Well, I got $1,850 back, but that left them with about $1,000 that they can fix somebody else's car with. So I say, do not get hooked into Car Shield. That's a bunch of crooks, too. And they sound so convincing. And like I say, I'm 81 years old, and I didn't need that aggravation. But there are just so many scammers
out there. No, you didn't.
There's just too many
scammers. Yeah, and unfortunately, scammers that look and sound like legitimate businesses, you know, when you see people advertising on television, you wonder, well, gosh, they must be legitimate. They're advertising like this, and it's just not the case.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And that's all I got to say.
And well, I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad you called in with that information, because that's important for people to know.
Yeah, and now I'm going to go to the Better Business Bureau, and I'm going to go to the Attorney General's office, because it's just, they're just lying,
you.
And that's all they're doing. I'll get off of here. Thank you
good
very
for you.
Much.
You know what, Everett, before you go, thank you for actually doing something and reporting them and not just walking away as a loss. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call, Everett. Just bless you and everything you do. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. What would you like to talk about? What experiences would you like to share with people so they don't fall into the same trap? It's experience. That's what we've got over the millennials and KKFT.